Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today is tax day, Rockaholics, and because of that, April 15th, a poll was done back on Friday, and this poll unveiled that at least 1 in 4 people were still working on their taxes.
And you are one of those 1 in 4. I'm so surprised.
I am one of those 1 in 4.
Not surprised.
But I talk a big game every year about
every
how
year.
I'm going to be on it.
Yep.
You know, the second I get my W-2, I'm going to be on it. I never am.
This is the year where I got it done the quickest I've ever gotten it done because I was like, we have a Hawaii trip and we need that tax return. So we need to get our taxes done as soon as freaking possible.
Yeah, I feel like you're just bragging, Steve.
I am.
This poll also said that 9% hadn't even started their taxes yet as of Friday last week. So this all leads us to want to ask a simple question. And that simple question is this. When did you file your taxes? And if you're getting a return, what are you spending it on? Let's start with Dan from Lacey. Dan, have you filed your taxes? And if you're getting a return, what are you spending that coin on?
I have not filed my taxes.
What?
But if I do get a return, I'm going to get a bunch of softball gear for my beautiful daughters.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I hope you get a return for that reason. But why haven't you filed your taxes yet? Is this just time got away from you?
My wife usually handles that. She says we're doing it today. I let her take care of the taxes and the finances.
I mean, that's me and in my relationship, Dan. I'm the one that takes care of it, and I wait until the last minute, just like your wife.
Do you typically wait till the last minute? Is this like just like a thing that just it's like this all the time with you and your wife?
Yeah, I think it's because we owe. So you know, most people that are looking forward to getting that money, they're hurry up and file. We're not looking forward to filing.
Right. It's kind of more. It's more of a chore than like, oh, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
206-803-ROCK, Birdie in Belfair. Same simple question to you. Have you filed your taxes, and are you getting a return? If so, what are you spending it on?
Hi, I actually filed my taxes last week. I was putting off for a long time because I do a lot of gig work, working in theaters and stuff. So I didn't have a tax return. I owed a little bit of money.
That's usually my situation, and for the same reasons, Birdie, because I have little, you know, MC gigs and things that I do, hosting, so I always end up owing a little bit.
Yeah, I'm always the most basic person, so it's always like, you know, like, you don't have anything else to claim? I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, just, it's real basic. I'm a basic bitch.
So have you ever had to pay, Steve, or are you always on top of it, like, the way that you do it every year?
I have always gotten a return, because I'm that, I know that, like, it's probably wiser to, like, do the math and figure it all out so that way you don't have to owe a lot of money or whatever throughout the year. But I'm just so like out of sight, out of mind mentality. And I know maybe that's not the most financially responsible, but at the end of the year or the end of the tax season, I get a tax return.
And then you go to Hawaii.
And then I pay off the credit card from the last vacation and then put more money on it. So then next year I have to pay off this credit card.
You know, that's a great little cycle you've got going on there.
Some call it a slippery slope. But if you did get a tax return, let's just say you got a few $1,000s, is there something that you're absolutely like jonesing to get?
Well, you know, Brad and I have been talking a big game about getting a real hot tub because we had an inflatable hot tub for so long and we loved the inflatable hot tub.
Right.
I would love to go legit and get myself a real hot tub, like a like an 8-seat or a big one.
Oh, dude, we went to the Washington State Fair, and you know they always have the hot tubs, and it's just like, oh man, if only my wife doesn't like hot tubs.
Did she get overheated too quickly?
Yeah, it's too hot for her.
Yeah, I get it.
Shocking. The hot tub is too hot for her. But you know what I also love? Ever since the world, like, you know, one of the few bonuses of the pandemic and just how things were crazy and, like, nobody wanted you in the building and all that, where I get the taxes done, they now have it so you can just drop off your stuff and then they'll just kind of send you an email, ask you questions that way. And it's like, I don't even have to sit in the room awkwardly for an hour.
It's so great.
Yeah, like, it's like, this is awesome. Here, I'm dropping them off. I'm going to go and do some stuff. Give me a call later.
Well, happy tax day, everyone, and shout out to everyone who's still working on them like me.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.